Hi, I'm Jim Decker, trombone professor at Texas Tech University. On this recording, I will give you practice tips and specific strategies on how to prepare the three Allstate Etudes so that you may perform them to the best of your ability. All pieces are played at performance tempo, with practice tempo renditions also included. This year's TMEA Allstate Band and Orchestra Tenor Trombone Tryout Music has been chosen from Melodious Etudes for Trombone, Book 1 by Bordoni, edited by Rochu, and published by Carl Fisher Music. Etude number 1 in F major is marked Allegretto, or Somewhat Happy in Spirit. The basic style of all of this year's etudes is lyrical or song-like. All notes must be well connected while distinguishing the various articulations that appear within the lyrical style. The basic legato articulation should be do or allu. Give a more distinct articulation at the beginning of each slur mark. I use two for the first note of my slurs. I recommend initial practice of these etudes without articulations. This will result in increased breath support and quicker, more efficient slide movement. Refine slide adjustments to eliminate audible glissandos. Record yourself and evaluate the playbacks for further insights. For rhythmic solidity, practice with a subdivided beat, the eighth note. Choice of the tempo is subjective. The practice tempo I recorded is 130 to the eighth note. Using the subdivided beat improves slide technique and precision. Use alternate positions to help create natural slurs in the music and to minimize changes of slide direction. For example, use 4th position D in measure 6 and like places and sharp 5th position B flat in measure 16. The 4th position allows for easy slide movement and a natural slur between the C's and the D's. The 5th position lessens the change of direction in the slide and allows for a nice natural slur between the B-flat and the following G. See the written handout for details on alternate position assimilation. Here are a few suggestions to help make the etude more musical. Unless the marked dynamics contradict this, crescendo slightly when the pitch rises, diminuendo when the pitch falls. Crescendo slightly and lead to the downbeats of succeeding measures, such as in the opening theme in measure 2. Syncopated quarter and half notes, such as in measures 10, 14, 31, and 32, should be accented primarily with the breath. When syncopations repeat, like in measures 49 to 51, crescendo. Etude number 2 in F minor has a different tempo, mood, and style. Andante cantabile means proceed steadily or continue in a singing manner. Because the meter is 3/8, the basic metronome click here is for the eighth note and not the quarter note. The subdivided click will indicate the 16th note. The subdivided click will help you to realize the 64th notes in measure 4 more accurately, as well as the various dotted rhythms. We need to train minute slide adjustments within a position to play in tune. For example, the E-flat in measure 1 and the F in measure 5 are sharp and will need to be slightly lowered. Check the tuning within a given position by comparing pitches played on the trombone to recorded drones. For third position tuning, sound an A-flat drone through speakers or headphones and play A-flat and E-flat as long tones. Adjust the slide to make your pitch resonate well with the A-flat drone. Alternate positions to try in this etude include sharp 4th position F in measure 5 and 13 and sharp 5th position B-flat at the end of measure 9. These will help bring out the natural lyricism in the melodic line. Dynamic changes present challenges with this etude. Sometimes crescendos and diminuendos occur over two measures. Other times, changing from piano to forte takes place over one beat, such as in measure 4. In certain phrases, dynamic changes occur instantly, such as in measures 48 through 51. Practice long tones that simulate these changes with a metronome, making the change more extreme in your practice. Plan all breaths and write them into your music. Rehearse these breaths and change them when necessary. Phrase lengths here are typically 2 to 4 measures. Some phrases require an increased quantity of breath to find their musical intensity. For instance, in measures 37 and 38, there is a crescendo and the music ascends to the higher register. The quantity of air here will most likely be greater. Practice long tones with crescendo diminuendo to increase your dynamic range and breathing capacity. Use a metronome for proper pacing. Etude number 3 is marked allegro grazioso, or moderately fast and pretty or delicate. Practice the A major scale in 2 octaves and compare it to the A flat scale for pitch and tonal guidance. Apply the musicality suggestions made for Etude 1 here. Few dynamic indications are written in Etude 3. Subdivided metronome practice is also important here. Set the metronome to the 8th note equaling 100 for initial practice. The subdivided beat will denote the 16th note. When practicing dotted 16th, 32nd note figures with the metronome, play the 32nd halfway between metronome clicks. With ascending intervals, such as those in measures 5 through 8, 51 through 54, and 62, crescendo or increase the air energy while playing the lower note. Let this air fuel your ascent to the upper notes. Make the crescendos greater for the larger intervals. Please see the written master class for additional insights of these etudes, my contact information, and information about the TTU Trombone Studio and Texas Tech University. I wish you success in working on these all-state pieces and lots of fun and happiness in your music making.